And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. And by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes for a look at your news this morning. According to a social media post from the Village of Seaboing Police Department, a graveside planner was taken sometime between Sunday evening and Monday evening from the Lutheran Church Cemetery on Bay Street. The planter had been placed at the grave of Gary Hodder, a Seaboing native who was killed while serving in Vietnam in 1972 at the age of 20. Police say the grave's location near the roadway may have been making it easier for the thief to carry it out. The department is asking anyone who may have information about the missing planner to come forward. In a positive development, police later reported that a community member who had learned of the theft donated a replacement plant to honor Hodder's memory. The replacement was delivered to the department shortly after the original post was shared. Officials are continuing to encourage residents to remember and honor those who served and made the ultimate sacrifice in military service. In a massive industrial fire drew firefighters from across Bend, Michigan Thursday evening after flames erupted at the Pallets and Moore Recycling and Plant Processing Facility on Shaw Road in Imlay City. Emergency crews were dispatched shortly before 5 p.m. and arrived to find heavy fire conditions at the business, which handles recycled pallets, cardboard, plastic materials, and more. More than 20 firefighter departments joined the response as firefighters worked alongside the Michigan State Police to contain the blaze. The large volume of combustible pallet materials fueled intense fire activity, sending thick smoke high above the area and drawing attention from residents throughout Lapeer County. Mutual aid resources were called in from numerous surrounding communities as crews battled the fire through the evening. As of late Thursday night, no injuries had been reported. Authorities had not released information on the cause of the fire, as the incident still remains under investigation. Pallets and Moore operates as a recycling and collection center for pallets, plastics, and cardboard products in Imlay City. The facility's inventory of wooden pallets and other recyclable materials can present significant firefighting challenges due to the speed at which such materials can burn and the large amount of heat that they generate. Fire officials continued suppression operations into the night, with crews expected to remain on the scene monitoring hotspots and assessing the damage. Additional updates are anticipated once investigators can safely access the site and determine the origin of the fire. And two Ohio visitors were pulled from the cold waters of southern Lake Huron Thursday morning after their kayaks overturned about a mile offshore near the Sanilac County-St. Clair County line. Michigan Department of Natural Resources conservation officers were conducting a patrol around 10:30 a.m. when they spotted an overturned kayak. A short distance away, they found a husband and wife from Westerville, Ohio, holding on to a single kayak in 43-degree water approximately 25 feet deep. Investigators say the couple had launched from a lakeside vacation property when strengthening offshore winds pushed them farther from shore. The woman's kayak overturned first, and both vessels capsized as her husband attempted to assist. The 32-year-old man was experiencing symptoms of cold exposure when rescuers arrived. His 36-year-old wife suffered a deep cut to her foot and required additional assistance because of a recent arm surgery. Officers provided first aid aboard their patrol boat before returning the pair safely to shore. Both declined further medical treatment at that point. Authorities estimate the couple was in the water for less than 30 minutes. Family members watching from shore alerted the U.S. Coast Guard after witnessing the emergency. The incident is being cited as another reminder of how quickly conditions can change on the Great Lakes, and officials noted neither kayaker was wearing a life jacket at the time of rescue. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we have one obituary this morning. George Jackson passed away Friday, June 5th. George was born on August 26, 1934, in Ubley. George went on to proudly serve his country as a member of the United States Army. Being a mechanic was his specialty. He humbly talked about working on tanks and all kinds of other military equipment. On April 25, 1967, George married Linda Leanna Junick. He leaves to cherish his memory, his wife of 59 years, Linda Jackson, his children Gigi, Ruth, Tracy, Brent, Lavina, as well as his grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Visitation will take place on Wednesday, June 10th at Our Savior Lutheran Church, a Bad Axe. That'll start at 9 a.m. until time of service. The funeral service will take place at 11 a.m. at the church on Wednesday. And at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, family and friends will travel in procession from the church to Valley Cemetery in Ubley for committal prayers and military honors. Military honors will be conducted under the auspices of the U.S. Army and Thumb Veterans Organization. Those planning an expression of sympathy may wish to consider a memorial to wishes of the family in care of Ruth A. Panderin, and arrangements have been entrusted to the McAlpin Funeral Home, where you can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we're back with more news. A holiday weekend celebration turned to chaos in Toledo, Ohio, after two unidentified shooters opened fire at a crowded local festival. Law enforcement officials confirmed that at least 12 people were wounded in the Sun Barrage, sending families and festival goers fleeing for cover. Emergency responders rushed the victims to area hospitals, and while injuries range from minor to severe, authorities report that all currently expect to survive. Investigators are combing through security footage and appealing to the public for mobile video clips to identify the suspects who fled the scene immediately after the incident. And the fragile Middle East truce has violently collapsed after Israel and Iran launched direct military strikes against each other over the last 24 hours. The rapid escalation began Sunday when an unclaimed rocket attack struck northern Israel, prompting the Israeli Air Force to hit a suspected Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut. In a dramatic retaliation, Tehran bypassed its usual proxies and launched multiple waves of ballistic missiles directly toward Israeli targets, prompting widespread air raid sirens. As explosions echoed over central Iranian cities early Monday morning from subsequent Israeli counterstrikes, international diplomats are scrambling to prevent the 100-day-old conflict from erupting into total regional war. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware. As well as Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.